Hello, I'm Tom Rollins, president of The Teaching Company. These lectures are part of the Superstar Teachers series. They are produced by The Teaching Company. The lectures on these tapes are titled Europe and Western Civilization in the Modern Age, Part 2. The lecturer is Dr. Thomas Childers. Dr. Childers graduated from the University of Tennessee in 1969 with a degree in history. He received his doctorate from Harvard University in 1976 and is now professor of history at the University of Pennsylvania. Dr. Childers has held visiting professorships at numerous colleges and universities, including Cambridge University, Smith College, and Swarthmore College, and has lectured in London, Oxford, Berlin, Munich, and other universities throughout the United States and Europe. Lecture 13, The Revolution in France.
Hello. In this, our 13th lecture in the series on modern European history, we're going to shift our focus away from the Industrial Revolution and its social implications to a set of lectures devoted to the revolutions of 1848. One can speak of it as a revolution, though in fact I think it's probably more correct to say revolutions, since they have different meanings, occur in different contexts from Western to Central Europe. But it would be the first European-wide revolutionary outbreak, a wave, a tidal wave of revolution, would sweep Europe in 1848, from February in France, across the Rhine in March, into Italy, Central Europe, from Rome to Vienna, to Prague, to Budapest. We want to talk about the causes of that revolution and the course of the revolution and its implications. It's generally seen as a great liberal revolution, a great turning point for liberalism, though some have suggested that this is the great turning point where Europe refuses to turn. In fact, I think one could argue that the revolutions of 1848 proved to be far more important for conservatism than for liberalism, for reasons that I hope will become clear over the next three lectures. Let's begin our discussion then with some general observations about the revolutions of 1848. And really the period from 1815 to 48, the period that we usually refer to as the Age of Restoration. It was, in fact, an age of ideological conflict, but muted. The conservatives had clearly won. The age of Metternich had succeeded in restoring monarchy. And yet at the same time, there is an undercurrent of dissatisfaction, an undercurrent of conflict, an emerging conflict between what in this period quite clearly came to be referred to as a conflict between liberalism and conservatism. That conflict would erupt in 1830 in France, as we've seen. There would be other revolutionary outbreaks or conflicts in this period, in Lyon in the mid-1830s, even in Germany, in a more muted form in the early 1830s as well. But it would be 1848 when these ripples would become, as I indicated, a tidal wave of revolution, when they would burst onto the surface of European politics. But let's talk about the emerging conflict between the forces of liberalism and conservatism in this period from 1815 down to 1848 in a general sense, before moving on to address the situation in France. The liberal movement, as it emerged from the great French Revolution, fought with conservatives over a series of issues. One, of course, and this was where one really saw it in the period after 1815, was over economic reform. Liberals relentlessly pressing for the introduction of liberal capitalist economic practices, a removal of all of those barriers to capitalist production and distribution of goods. This battle was seen most clearly in England, the home of the Industrial Revolution, but elsewhere as well, as the last residues of guild restrictions, internal tolls and tariffs and so on would be removed. But economic reform would be one of the major sources of conflict, with liberals imbued, as we've seen in our discussion of the new men, the Manchester men in England, in one form or another, pressing for a rational organization of the economy, meaning a rational liberal economic one.